Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
All right, lots and lots of reaction to the fact that Elon Musk has bought Twitter. What on earth does that mean, and why are people getting so worked up about it? We wanted to understand a little bit more. What are the implications? What are the changes that he wants? And is this a good thing, a bad thing, or just wait and see? Brian Turner, market researcher and data analyst at Worldwide Works. Thanks for joining us so early on a public holiday. Wow. Wow, this is commitment to your field. Thank you.
No problem. It's good to be here.
Awesome. So there's the reaction is absolute. It's almost hysterical.
Yeah. At this point in time, a lot of people are concerned about the transition from public to private entity, because it will give Elon Musk quite a lot of control over what happens on the platform and how the platforms are run.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he's fully behind free speech. He wants everyone to say what they want to say. But that may be lip service, looking at the history of how Tesla's run and his other businesses. In fact, all of those lining up, it seems like it might. There may be nothing changing, but I can see why people are concerned.
Well, aren't some changes good? I mean, change isn't always bad. We know that the Twitter system, as Facebook has been, is imperfect. That there hasn't been, and there probably never will be, the perfect balance between free speech as well as curtailment of hate speech. It's a very, very difficult line. A hate speech for me could simply be a freedom of expression for you. It's a very, very hard and complicated area. And there's no one, I don't think, suggesting that Twitter has got it right until this point.
That's absolutely correct. And every social platform suffers from this issue. It mainly has to deal with how big your team is and where you'll draw the line. And that's generally where the investors say where the line is. And up until now, Twitter has kind of gotten it mostly right. I mean, they're not, like you said, they're definitely not perfect.
No, you can't be in this space. There's no possibility of being perfect.
Exactly. But in their eyes, they have it perfect for their investors. But that will become far less important if this becomes a private entity, that shareholders will no longer be as important as they were when they were a public entity.
Right. So in fact, the whole base, one of the drivers gets removed, which is your public investor.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So that is interesting. What is Twitter's revenue?
Twitter's revenue, I can't get the exact number, but it's been relatively strong. The only problem is that it has a problem with finding new sources of revenue.
Mm.
So their ads business does pretty well, and they generate quite a lot of revenue from that. But the only issue is now finding new ways to make money. And that's where Facebook is very good at doing what it does. It
Absolutely.
Makes VR headsets, and it makes new ways to generate ads in different places. And it's the metaverse, of course.
Of course.
So they really do. Facebook is very good at that. Twitter, on the other hand, is almost like the polar opposite. They invented a subscription service where users could pay per month to have different features. And not many people bought into that because it didn't really appeal to many users. And then there were other features that they've made and then killed, like a stories-like feature that called Fleet. They had it for a while, then they discontinued it. I mean, can you imagine how much they must have spent on creating that feature just to only kill it off later on?
What would Elon Musk's motivation be? There are better ways to make money, I would imagine, than buying Twitter. There's better ways to spend your money, I would imagine. Do we really know what motivates Elon Musk?
Well, when we all see that 44 billion figure, we're all shocked, and it's a huge dollar figure.
Absolutely.
But if we compare it to the median American, Twitter costs Elon Musk as much as the median American would purchase on a Tesla Model 3. But to him, this is like buying a pretty big sedan.
Right.
So for him, in terms of how much these things cost him, he frequently does make these buyouts and these bets, and he's generally right about them.
Mm.
So him at the helm, we're not too sure of where he's going to steer Twitter at this point in time, and we're also not even sure that this deal is going to go through as well, because that's still the regulators in the U.S. still need to approve it. So there's a lot of factors at play here until we see exactly what clears up the picture.
Yeah, it's just such a strange. It does seem such a strange move to purchase something like this for that kind of money. As you say, relatively it might not be, but it certainly does seem like a lot. The other interesting thing is that in the last couple of years, despite Donald Trump's claims and despite a very, very concerned conservative faction in the United States, there hasn't been an alternative to Twitter of any real success. Why do you think that is?
With Trump leaving Twitter, he said he was going to start a platform called Truth Social, which is...
I thought he did start that. I thought it's limited, but he did start it.
He did start it, but the problem with it is that it's he paid a lot of money for it, and it was actually one of the open source, off the shelf platforms that you could just deploy and put a skin on.
Mm.
And of course, it didn't have the scalability at launch, because he has a lot of supporters, not a lot of people could sign up. He put a spin on it to make it exclusive. That whole issue was just quite a mess. And he said that even if Elon Musk had bought it out, he still wouldn't come back. Even if Elon Musk allowed him back, he still wouldn't come back. But the thing is, he probably will, because we know him. He's not quite the man of his word.
Absolutely. Just because he says it doesn't make it necessarily true. Or, in fact, it might even be proof to the contrary. But it is just fascinating that... And quite scary. It reminds me of South Africans and Eskom. Because as much as you hate Twitter, there aren't alternatives for people.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people were talking... Recently, we've been investigating the alternatives, and people really don't have anywhere else to go. There's a federated Twitter-like service called Mastodon that people could use, but it's really not easy to set up. It's more for like system developers and people who really know how to set up websites. Once it's set up, it's fantastic.
Right.
But very, very.
Then it's not accessible if your barrier to entry is so high.
Yeah, I mean, to get a Twitter account, it's like you just sign up and you're on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have a sense of how things are going to change, or are you adopting a wait-and-see approach?
We're going to have to wait and see, because the thing is, we're still not even sure if this deal's going to go through.
Absolutely.
And then it's going to be still business as usual, because I see some of my media colleagues have been canceling their Twitter accounts and closing them down and wiping them out. I think it's premature now to make a big call on what's going to happen with Twitter. But we could probably talk more about it once we know exactly what Elon Musk wants to do with it.
Absolutely. It's really, really fascinating. And I see that Twitter's temporarily banned product changes to stop employees from going rogue after the deal was agreed. That's according to Business Insider US, which also makes sense, because it really is quite a vulnerable period, I imagine, for employees and for the company itself at this stage.
That's correct. And this has happened as well. The same thing happened at Instagram when it was acquired by Facebook.
Mm.
So it's not just a single person acquiring a company or buying out a company. It can happen with any acquisition. Employees can get very sour. And Twitter is a hotbed for good ideas that often don't get implemented. But they have really good ideas. And employees may want to leave due to this.
Very, very interesting. Brian Turner, thank you for chatting to us this morning. Brian is a market researcher and data analyst at Worldwide Works.